But it struck me that I'd never heard of cancer of the heart, or cancer of any skeletal muscle, for that matter. And skeletal muscle constitutes 50% of our body, or over 50% of our body. And so at first I kind of thought, well, maybe there's some obvious explanation why skeletal muscle doesn't get cancer, at least not that I know of. So I looked further into it, found as many articles as I could, and it was amazing because it turned out that it was very rare. Some articles even went as far as to say that skeletal muscle tissue is resistant to cancer, and furthermore, not only to cancer, but of metastases going to skeletal muscle. And what metastases are is when the tumor, when a piece breaks off and travels through the bloodstream and goes to a different organ, that's what a metastasis is. It's the part of cancer that is the most dangerous. If cancer was localized, we could likely remove it or somehow, you know, it's contained, it's very contained. But once it starts moving throughout the body, that's when it becomes deadly. So the fact that not only did cancer not seem to originate in skeletal muscles, but cancer didn't seem to go to skeletal muscle, there seemed to be something here. So these articles were saying, you know, skeletal metastases to skeletal muscle is very rare, but it was left at that. No one seemed to be asking why.